and then let that ground lay there, then it'd take all the freezes and the snow and everything else, and then spring of the year, man alive, when spring opened up, you were ready to go to work, and all you had to do was go in there and just maybe take a drag tooth harrow and get on it, and this way it'll just work up just like an ash heap, you know, whether it laid there and took the freeze, and the ground would just pulverize. Run this harrow over it, or an implement like a disc or something like that, you know. Smooth it down. Sometimes we would. Sometimes my father would make a big float. He'd go cut a big log and cut it in two, and then he'd pin it together with big wooden pins. Cross pieces with big wooden pins. He had a big 2-inch auger, and he'd pin them, and we make a float out of that. And put a team. Sometimes if we got one too big, we'd put a team on each end of it. Hmm. Man, how we could drag land with that, and what a swath we'd take it. Get it down, work it down in shape.
Did that roll or just?
No, it drug flat. Uh-huh. See, split this log and then turn the flat side, the two flat sides down, and then pin them together with with the cross pieces, and they drug uh-huh. flat. And that you'd use it a while to just get this slick on the bottom. Yeah.
Just wear it down.
Yes, sir. And then we'd use that thing for we'd use it for years until it would get after a while. Of course, it would get. So it was no good. We'd use it for even breaking stalks. Go when the ground was froze, and go in the stalk field after we patched it and got all the good we thought we'd get out of it, and then go in there and break those stalks with that big old thing and catch the ground froze and hit that old stalk field with that old drag, and maybe you think it wouldn't pop.
That's the corn stalk?
Yeah, the corn stalk. The old corn stalks that was left standing, yeah. Yes, sir. Then finally, as time went on, then by golly, the corn stalk kind of come along. You know. My father got one of them.
Retired the log, huh?
That's right. We retired the old log. We didn't need the old log to break any more stalks. We used our stalk cutter, and just go one put a span of horses on it, and just go right along, just down one row and back another, and down a row and back another, and it just chopped them stalks in pieces about that long.
Hmm.
Then we plow them under.
Uh-huh.
All that'll go back into the land.
That's good for the soil, isn't it?
Oh, indeed it is. Some people just takes everything off the land and never puts anything back.
Yeah, that's...
My father was a great hand to try to keep putting something back. Something back on the ground. Not just take off of it all the time, to put something back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I say, like when we get when we get a big pile of those ashes, well, they never went to waste. They were hauled and put someplace. If he had a little piece of... A little spot that didn't look like it was too good, but we just put a big load of them wood ashes on it, and I'll tell you that'll put the life in it.
Yeah, it could give a new shot of potash, yeah.
Bet your boots. Yes, sir, that's right.
You mentioned you had mow land. How many times could you cut that in a year?
Well, we never cut it once.
Mm-hmm.
We never cut it once. I've seen people cut it the second time. We usually put our prairie hay up in July. That's the best month of the year to put up prairie hay. And then if you had lots of moisture and a lot of rain, good mow land, well then you could get a second cutting. And I've seen people do that, but my father never did. He just thought that was just taking too much off of the land. Just leave it. I can't ever remember my father ever cutting of mow of prairie hay. But some people do. I've seen him do it. But he never did.
Did you thresh your wheat?